KV8DX, can you test the NFT? KV8DX, clear. KV8DX, clear.
And I saw the buck in the road, and I just started pumping the brakes gently and slid right into him, knocked him down. He got up, laughed, and ran away.
Well, that's always a better way for that to go. I have come very, very close several times to absolutely smoking a deer. But glad we have not done that. The first time was going down Garfield, southbound towards Hammond, and the deer was in the bushes. You were not seeing that deer. Like, I don't care if it was daytime. You are not seeing that thing. It was dark, and there must have been inches between the front of the car and the deer, and I'm very thankful that I got the sport brakes on my car.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This one, in all the years I've been driving, this one is number 6. And the thing that really, really bums me out is out of 6 deer, I got 0 pounds of venison. They were either hit and ran off, or they were run over in hamburger. So that's the crying shame about the whole thing.
Oh, that's unfortunate, because that's such good eating. I've got some. My dad goes hunting. I used to, but I just don't have the time anymore now. We have quite the stock, so every time I go over to their place, I grab some, and it saves me from having to buy beef, which is a pretty good thing.
W8REJ. Yeah, I know what you mean. However, my lovely does not care for the taste of it, so... I don't hunt anymore, and my friends, once in a while, they'll souvenir me some summer sausage. that's what I like, and she won't eat anything else, so that's it. That's all I ever get.
Right on. Yep, I've got some venison steak. I think I've got 1 package left. I cooked the last package of ground venison. It's kind of like a hybrid. It's got a little bit of beef in it, so that way it's not super duper lean, but it's still pretty lean. So that way you get it's not super dry. And then usually I mix that with a little bit of taco seasoning and whatnot, venison tacos. That's really good stuff, and I'll even mix it with mac and cheese.
Okay, well, that's good stuff, that's for sure. So, well, I'm in the middle of paying bills online, so I'll let you go so I can finish spending my wife's money. So I'll be clear on your final, and you have a safe trip, always drive safely, and we'll talk to you some later down the road, I'm sure. I'll be clear on your final. W8REJ, God bless you.
Yeah, W8REJ, NATMH 73, enjoy the day.
NATMH, quick. Hi, Drake. Hi, Rob. KWPE, just listening.
Hi, Doc, how you doing? excuse me, W8REJ here. I'm in the middle of something here, so we'll say hello and goodbye, and I'll catch you later, okay? WPEW8REJ.
Great to both of you. I've been paying bills too. Did you ever try to pay for your license plates for your motorcycles and your car, etc., online? Each year they add a couple more things that just make an old brain fart. You know, I had 3 or 4 brain farts and I had to back up and start over, but I finally got it done. 7-3. Have a good one.
Okay,
WPE, gonna go back and push the scanner button.
Okay, Doc. Yeah. In fact, I always buy my plates and renew my driver's license online, and I always get the 2-year plates when I do it. So I just like doing it that much. I'll put up the extra bucks at the time and get the 2-year plates. So take care. Nice hearing from you. WPEW8REJ.
I looked at the 2-year plates, but I may not keep these cars for 2 years. We've kept them forever so far, but until my wife changes her mind, we'll drive these till they quit or we quit. 73 KWP.
Well, it's great to hear activity during the day. Well, Drake, the other two gentlemen, I don't think I know. Drake, your signal's much better today than when we spoke yesterday. W8R.
Yeah, hey, Ron. I switched over to 700 here. Go along here on M32 towards Alpena.
Yeah, I thought I had to go there yesterday, but luckily I didn't, and luckily I looked and checked the dates on things. But I have a bi-monthly meeting there for a group that I'm appointed to, and normally it's the third Monday, but this time they combine the November and the December meeting, and I don't have to go till December 8th. I'm pretty used to making that run now. Gives me an excuse to go to Freddy's on the way by.
Yeah, there you go. I gotta keep bouncing between 74 and 700. In this spot there, sometimes one's better, sometimes the other's better. But, yeah, Alpena Dispatch had a bit of upgrade, or a software update. And it sounds like it nuked the install, the Windows install. So I gotta get, I guess, to do a fresh Windows install. Yippee! Yay me!
Oh, just on the console. So they're working off a desk track or a portable until you fix it.
No, they've got a couple other positions. They have three positions total, so they're just using the other two, but they want this one fixed. Depending on how bad it's nuked, it'll either be a 30-minute job or it'll be a couple days.
I think they're in the same place. I was in there PSAP working on the siren not too long ago, a year or so. A buddy of mine is the Michigan contractor for Wayland. And I went and took care of an issue for him. They're a little unusual to deal with as far as providing their access and stuff, but we figured it out.
Well, there you go. Keep scrolling through Vienna here. Yeah, I forgot that they have sirens over there. I think they're the only county up here that's actually got warning sirens.
Yeah, with the exception of what do I want to say? The Army Air Station in Grayling has them, but that's about it. There might be a couple colleges, but as far as municipal stuff, yeah, it's pretty much just Alpena and Grayling.
Used to have a couple EOWS 1212s, and then they're like, oh, Code Red's better, we'll just use Code Red, and then they took them all down. So, the entirety of Grand Traverse County relies on Code Red. Not the smartest decision in my opinion, but somebody made that decision and not me, so all I can do is complain, which there's no use in doing that.
Well, I'm sure you know, even the downstate stuff, after a lot of these counties went on the MPSDS, they kept their hot band analog paging strictly for siren control. Then when the unications started presenting a viable alternative, you know, and Motorola felt the pinch. Whatever you want to call it, over the MPSCS. So Matt negated, or rather instigated, swapping out a bunch of old Maxtracks and CDMs for Spectras and APXs. But that's a weird industry too, you know. It's very proprietary. The problem is, like anything else, when the end user doesn't understand the tech, it seldom works right.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. And a lot of these companies, like Federal Signal and Whalen and ASC, they have their own proprietary data, means of sending data to, you know, pull the sirens and do all this stuff, and that requires analog radios and an analog frequency. And if you do it over C25 and that stuff, pretty sure you don't get that pulling functionality anymore. It's either you activate the siren and have it send whatever, you know, have it do whatever tone you want, and then you shut it off. Because I know Federal Signal has their own FS, their own frequency shifting. I think it's 1200 baud or something like that. ASC is similar, but I think theirs is 300 baud. And Whalen does the fastest UTMF I've ever heard in my life.
Yep. And surprisingly, it decodes flawlessly in most applications.
I mean, yeah, if you got your own proprietary, you know, data mode, you have a little bit of forward air correction on there, it works pretty good. So, maybe that it only works on high band, but at the time, that's okay, because that forces counties to keep some of their high band infrastructure in place.
Right. Well, on the, you know, the most advanced systems, you know, they're so much more flexible than what most users use them for. You know, you got the canned messages, you can do live PA, you know, it's not just a siren anymore, but very, very few venues shy of the military bases, especially the ones, like for instance, I'm not going to be able to remember the name of it, but it's the one that shares the launch site for Elon Musk stuff out in California. I can't remember the name of the base, but they probably are the biggest technology user in terms of, you know, actually taking advantage of the capabilities of the system and what it can do and what it does. So. You are about to the 50% point. I'm assuming you're just going east on maybe 32. So I don't know if you get better or worse, but probably should be thinking of sine and noises here soon. W8R.
Yeah, I think it was just because I dropped down a hill. I'm coming back up right now. I should be able to get into this one until about Manny Hill, and I'm not even to Atlanta yet, so. Up and down, you know, the whole gig. So, there's a lot that those systems can do, and unfortunately, a lot of counties have used the on and off button, and heck, I don't even think a lot of them use the polling feature. I mean, they'll grab all these modern sirens, but they don't use the modern features. They'll still activate them with two-tone or something like that, or they'll put one of those, FSA, those station alerting boxes in them and have them click a relay to, you know, do stuff and whatever. Yep. So, or some of them use LTE, which don't even get me started on that.
That's like the smart meters up here. You know, the first generation of smart meters up here were nothing but a cell phone data channel. You know, Oakland County does a pretty good job and I think Livingston does too. But the Oakland County, they do take advantage of the polling, because that thing will report back both with power on, rotation, forget what else, but, you know, it's it reminds me of the old two-way Motorola Flex Gold pagers, where you could, you know, acknowledge or send a canned message back, which in the 80s and 90s was pretty darn high-tech.
Right, yeah. But I mean, a lot of counties have a mix of, you know, old Thunderbolts and older ACA sirens and whatever that, you know, that we're only really supporting two-tone or even single-tone operation, and they're adapting, you know, they're adding new sirens to their existing infrastructure and not changing the way that they activate them, and, well, you got DTMF activation or two-tone, and most of the time, that's just a little analog radio in there with a call alert set up, and when you send the call alert tones, it sends a pin high and activates the siren.
Yep, you're exactly correct. And, you know, the KISS principle is not to be discounted. Sometimes simple is better. The problem is that if you make it too easy, and there have been plenty of instances of this nationwide. I don't think there was anything local in Michigan. But you make it too easy, you make it easy to hack. And it doesn't take much for a hobbyist to figure out two-tone paging. Or, you know, select call, or even any of the MDC stuff. Let's talk global for a minute. Sirens have their place in these lower population counties. I don't think they make anywhere near as much sense. And people overestimate their capabilities. They expect them to provide interior warning, and they don't. They were never designed to do that. Yet people expect irrational or just, you know, they want the system to do things other than what it was designed to do. And then when it doesn't do them, they're mad, they're disappointed, they're frustrated, they think they wasted their money, you know. I think some of the most dangerous people in the world are public safety electronic salesmen.
I think the issue, part of that issue, too, is that people are, you know, when they were growing up, maybe they lived right next to one. They lived right next to a Thunderbolt or something, and they remember it as when they were a kid, yeah, that thing was rattling the windows and everything. You don't get that if you don't live right next to it. I mean, yeah, if you live right next to it, you're going to hear it. But, like, you know, out in, you know, average distance from a siren, you're not hearing that inside, especially the newer ones with the higher pitch, and since they're not dual tone. Or at least the new Federal Signal ones aren't dual tone, or especially the electric ones. Those aren't nearly as loud as the old Thunderbolts. But I mean, people are setting their expectations astronomically high and getting disappointed at the same time. When really, like you said, they're already performing to spec and doing their job.
Seemed like an awfully long hang time. I wasn't sure if you dropped out or gave it back. You know, as a kid growing up in Detroit, I lived about a mile from the fire station, and the siren was mounted on the fire station. I don't know when those things went into service. If it was in the 50s or if it was in the 60s, I honestly don't remember. I remember it pretty much always being there. Yeah, I remember being in kindergarten and hearing the tornado siren going off, and that would have been in 65. So, and I think they were all manually triggered. Yeah, I think that they may have two-toned the fire department and said, you know, tip the siren. I don't think there was any tech involved at all. It was all manual. But yeah, you're right. You know, you grew up used to that, and then you migrate from that area up to the Great White North. That stuff doesn't follow you. Not until the population does.
Yep, exactly. But, I mean, there were other, there's other ways of triggering them. Some means were via T1 lines, of all things, or phone lines. Or not T1 lines, probably just phone lines, and then the siren had its own phone number, and you probably called it, and whenever it rang, it probably set it off, or you had to send a tone to it, I don't know. But that has its own issues, too. Anyway. Stuff to think about. All right, Ron, I'm going to let you go. I'm rolling into Atlanta here, and I'm going to grab some fuel, because unfortunately I need more fuel to drive this thing further. So. Catch you later. W8RPM. ATMH mobile.
Hey, very good. Signal's rock solid. Hey, if you can see it from a sign, I mean, don't go out of your way, but if you can see it from a sign as you drive by Freddy's, I'm curious what the propane price is lately. I know Tractor Supply is still $3.99, but I got a couple 30-pound tanks for the camper that I'd like to fill before the hard winter sets in, just because that's a good place to hold the extra standby in case I need it for the generator over winter. But if you get a chance to look. See you later. Have fun working. Like I said, perfectly full quieting signal right here, so probably for the 7-0, I'm assuming. See ya. W8RPM.
Hello, Ron. KSPW. Goodbye, Drake.
Hello, SPF from W8RPM. Here for a few more minutes.
Alrighty. Just left the senior center here in Sheboygan. Got a walker for mother-in-law. On my way to town, drop some oil at AutoZone, and a little bit of shopping.
Yeah, I gotta do that too. I got a few gallons over here. Tractor Supply will take it too, I think. And the tire place, is it Mallory Tire? They'll take it too. Where'd you get the walker? Was that on the Sand Road there?
Roger that. It's a used one, and it's just like the brand new one that she gave away after Ronnie died.
Yeah, that's the permanent loan thing. A lot of the churches and stuff do that too. I think it's a great idea. You know, you don't have to purchase the thing, you just use it while you need it, and then when you don't need it anymore, you give it back. But, okay. Nothing else really new. I gotta go drive downstate today. I gotta leave in a couple hours. I got a late afternoon closing. And then I'm just driving right back. I was gonna go down and stay with my daughter, but that's even further south than what I need to go, so I'm leaving here in a couple hours. Be back by 10 or 11.
All right, sir. Be safe. Sometime you ever want somebody to ride along with you, let me know. Maybe I'll take a ride with you. All right. I'll let you go. I'm just pulling into Sheboygan. Need to watch the traffic. You know how that is. Mother-in-law is doing much better. Christy will probably come home tomorrow. She stayed with her since Wednesday, when we got the call saying, I think I've had a stroke at 3 a.m. Turns out it wasn't. But she wasn't eating and taking care of herself, so she got so weak she couldn't even stand up. Data, SPW.
No, I wasn't aware of that, but yeah, always something. Well, it's a lot easier to fix your blood sugar than it is to recover from a CVA. So, all right, have fun in Sheboygan. We were there last night. For me, we got I got to make a couple runs to the storage unit, probably Thursday and Friday. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not staying, is I got a bunch of obligations in town tomorrow. So, you know, I would have had to get up at the crack of dawn and get back here anyway, and I just figured, you know, yeah, no. A lot of driving in one day, but better than adding 150 miles to my otherwise 300-mile round trip. All right, see ya, good luck. Y'all, if you need something, I'm around. Don't have any other travel planned until this coming Monday, where I got to go to Alpena for the day. See ya. GSBWWHR, PM.
Oh, cool. Alpena, you could stop at the Radio Shack. 7-3, sir. Let me know if you need any help moving stuff over to the storage. KSBW.
Hey, DMH Mobile. KOP Mobile. 10-9 KOP Mobile Mile. KOB Mobile. WAJD and 9KOB Mobile. WAVP Portable. Hey Mike, you doing any dirty work today?
Yep.
You always do the dirty work. What's going on?
Not much. Got home and ate. What you got going on?
I'm heading home myself. You got your plow on your truck yet?
No. It doesn't look like much in the forecast. They've given the extended forecast. Don't think I'll need it.
Well, I think it's coming sooner than later. I don't see anything and then poof, it pops up and starts snowing.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, at least for what I plow, I won't be probably doing until the ground froze.
Yep, I hear you. So, not good. Just heading home, and where are you at today?
Same as yesterday.
Okay. Seem to work, pretty good down there. I know I heard there was a little bit of traffic down there today, but I was busy and wasn't really listening.
Yeah, it's definitely, I guess if I had to put a number to it, it's probably 25 to 30% better.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'd be curious to what happens down in Sterling.
Yeah, for sure. Probably not tomorrow, but maybe probably Thursday I got to be down there. I don't know if they try it out, but for all those areas that are normally pretty bad spot, just because they're in kind of, you know, shadowed by the Ogama Hills, if you will. A lot of tough spots. I mean, even downtown West Branch, I mean, that's a tough spot to get in and out. That was even pretty solid.
Remember, this was put up for OCEMS back when they were on high band. They were still doing the transports back to Grayling Mountain and West Branch Regional, so they were, that was the whole main purpose, and that's probably why it does what it does.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, I was definitely impressed with, you know, that Alger, south of West Branch, typical areas that, you know, I definitely have some trouble with, the old 700, and yeah, the downtown, even, I was shocked.
Yeah, I'm impressed that the 700 worked in downtown West Branch. That's impressive for me.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, I'm using the same rig, same antenna. I'm just at quarter wave mag mount still. So, but I said it was a temporary solution. It's still on there, but yeah, same rig, same everything. And it's, yeah, significantly better. It's really good.
I'm going down McKinley Road right now, and I'm impressed about how well it's working down through here. I mean, I don't even hear any picket fencing.
Yeah, that definitely sounds good for McKinley Road. Yeah, I'm upstairs looking at the tower 14 miles away.
Yeah, the wonderful red glowing tower. I don't know where that antenna is up there. I really don't. I wish I did, but I need to pull the license for EMS and see where it's at.
Yeah, so I know the old tower itself was like just under 400. What's the total tower height?
The old one was, I believe, 300, just under 300. This one is for 252 meters above ground, so whatever that is. 200, maybe 152 meters. I'll have to look at the specs on it again. I saw it yesterday, but I since forgot.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah, and I almost think the way that the antenna, your old antenna was on the old tower, I think for some reason shielded almost that direct south path. I don't know if it was like a leg of the tower or one of the beams on the tower that it maybe didn't favor direct south quite as much, but this has definitely been pretty good.
Yeah, 9KOP mobile. Yeah. Well, I'm curious to see what it does to the north, though. The worst is good to the south. I'm curious to see what it does to the north.
Yeah, definitely. I think, I want to say Drake was in there. He was up by, he was up north, like, Hillman, or somewhere between there and Hillman. But he was sounding good from where he was at, I forget where he said he was, but I was impressed from him and somebody else, too, that had been north, that was sounding pretty good. WHVET.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'll have to message you and ask. So. All right, Mike, well, have a good night. Good talking to you, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later. WHVET and 9KOP.
Yeah, copy that. Yep. Good work. Sounding good. Definitely a great setup here. And 9KOP, WHVET.
NADMH mobile.
K8FGW monitoring.
KDAJ Fort Hood, listening.
KDG,
KDG. I didn't catch the call there. It was KDG.
Yeah, I missed who that was.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes I talk too fast. Kilo Delta 8 Alpha Delta Julia. I'm portable.
Yeah, KDG, KDG, KDGO. Good evening.
Good evening. Kind of checking out the portable, making sure it's working all right tonight. Went downstairs in my basement, putting together a puzzle and just listening to the radios. How you doing tonight?
I'm not doing too bad. I was on the Gladwin computer net here, and I was talking to John W.C. back on the air, so I thought I'd just go here and give it a quick try. My name is Ted, and I'm about 10 miles north.
Okay, yeah, my name's Derek. I'm right between Sheboygan and Topping to me.
Well, we're a ways apart, Derek. Good evening to you. We are a little bit of a distance apart, but yeah, Thursday night we have a Tuesday night, excuse me. We have a net on the glass repeater, and John was saying the repeater's back up on the air. So I thought told me about it. I thought maybe he'd come on over here, but I just thought I'd come over here and give it a quick try and see if I can get into it. I don't know what my signal's like. I'm hearing it pretty good, though.
Yeah, you got a little background noise, but I can hear you just fine. You're coming in strong, so.
All right. Yeah, because my antenna's not that high. I used to have a 11-element beam years ago, and I used to actually check into a net. I'm from the Detroit area, so I used to check into a net on Thursdays. And if the band was up a little bit, and I joined that 11-element beam there and had 160 YM, sometimes I could actually get into it, but not always. But now I don't have that. I just kind of do a band antenna on top of my tower. I don't want to have enough power. Derek, I don't think it's up more than about 40 feet or so, but it seems to work okay.
Okay, yeah, where in the Detroit area are you from? Because I'm from down that way as well. I grew up down that way in Oakland County, Western Oakland County there.
Well, yeah, I actually grew up in Detroit, but then the last place I lived, I was living in Shelby Township before I moved up here full time. How long have you been up here?
I've been up here about 20 years. I came from I started out in Pontiac and started my life in Pontiac there. Family moved out to Highland Township, Melford, Highland, 59 Melford Road there. And I came up here about 20 years ago.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've been up here. I've been up here full time 15 years. So I guess that's almost the same length of time. And I like it. I just, well, from being downstate, though, I have to admit, you know, season cold, the winters can be pretty quiet.
You know what? I can deal with the winters as long as I'm not dealing with people.
Yep. That's kind of my take on it. You sometimes get on my last nerve, you might say.
Yeah, it gets, after my mom passed away, I quit going down there, as you could say, I kind of, you know, I still have family down there, my sister still lives down there, I keep contact with her, but, I moved up here and kind of just never looked back, and then when my parents did move up here, it was good, then my mom passed away, and then my, her dad passed away, and I kind of just cut ties down there.
Yeah, I still got kids down there and grandkids and everything else, so I still go down there a lot, but not as much as I was. But still quite a bit sick. I'm going there this week. So can't say I don't go down there much, that's for sure. All right, Derek, I'm going to let you go ahead upstairs and see what's happening. Because I got home. I was taking care of somebody, got home, came down here, had a net, got on the net. Told my wife running downstairs on the radio, see in a little bit, so I better go up there and make sure I'm in good graces for not running down here. So I'll catch up with you later, hopefully so. Pleasure running across you. Thanks for coming back to me and giving me a report. KDKADO.
Yes, I'm great talking with you. Yeah, I got fortunately my wife is out taking care at her parents tonight, kinda taking care of a few things there, so just kinda hanging out in my little man cave, my ham shack, and yeah, it was good, great talking with you. Hopefully we'll come across each other later. 73 is Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Delta Juliet.
I'll see you, Derek.
Then I worked at a local place right here in one in Tanline. And when I went up there, I went into retirement, and that's where I am today.
Yeah, good deal there. Well, I don't mind being on the road. The day go by pretty quick, especially if it's one of those days where it's more driving than working, which happens quite often. I guess I'll go over somewhere for a service call, and it ends up taking me a half hour or an hour, and maybe a couple hours, something like that. But it's got 3 hours of travel one way, adding that up, so that would be 6 hours, so there's an 8-hour day. So, yeah, I kind of went like today was, but ended up being about 4 hours of work over there. Had to rebuild a software install on a computer over the evening. The customer restarted it, and it crashed and burned pretty hard, and I had to basically re-image the computer. So that took a few hours.
Yeah, I got a computer here that's giving me fits. And what happened, they put programs into it that I didn't put in. And then they kind of lock in where you got to buy their software. Well, I ain't going to buy their software because I don't need it. And, but it's just to try and do it, force you to buy their software. And I work my way around and get back out of it and delete it, and then I don't have to worry about it. Leave it the way it is, because everything's working fine, leave it the way it is, and I don't have to upgrade every month or everything. I don't think it's doing that much good anyway. So, it could be.
Yep, understood there. Well, hey, I'm pulling into the driveway here. I'm gonna let you go. So I gotta make something for dinner here, so. We'll catch you later. Good chat with you. 73 KBA PIU, I think it was. And 8 DMH Mobile Traverse City.